The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of November, 2008. It's the fourth Thursday in November, and so today is the day of Thanksgiving, made official by President Roosevelt in 1941, and based on a celebration of the Puritans in 1621, probably in October, when they celebrated with the Wampanoag Indians their first harvest. The Puritans, the Pilgrims, had barely survived. The previous winter, they'd lost about half their population. But since then, they'd built 7 houses, a meeting place, 3 storehouses for food, and they had food to put in the storehouses. So they invited the Wampanoag Indians to feast with them. The Pilgrims had a complicated relationship with the native tribes around them. But the Wampanoag people and their chief, Massasoit, were friendly toward the Pilgrims and helped teach them. In particular, a man known as Squanto, who was a Patuxet Indian living with the Wampanoag tribe, who knew English because he'd been a slave in England. And he became their interpreter and taught the settlers how to plant corn and beans and squash, how to catch eel and shellfish. A harvest festival was nothing new, of course, not for the Pilgrims nor for the Wampanoag. And at the first Thanksgiving, they didn't eat mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. They may not have eaten turkey. They did eat wild fowl and venison and also shellfish. And they used a lot of spices, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and pepper. It probably went on for more than one day, since most of the Wampanoag had to walk 2 days just to get to the Plymouth settlement. There were about 50 English, about 90 Wampanoag at the feast. No room for that many people in the little houses, so they built temporary shelters. And in between eating, they played games, sports, they danced, and they sang. According to an account kept by one of the Pilgrims, Edward Winslow, who wrote, "Our harvest being gotten in, our governor sent 4 men on fowling, that so we might after a special manner rejoice together after we had gathered the fruits of our labor, at which time many of the Indians were coming amongst us, and among the rest their greatest king Massasoit, with some 90 men, whom for 3 days we entertained and feasted." There were other Thanksgiving celebrations in America. The Spanish observed it in St. Augustine around 1565. There were others in El Paso, Texas, and in the Virginia colony. But the Plymouth one, 1621, became the most famous. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Winter and the Nuthatch. Once or twice, and maybe again, who knows, the timid nuthatch will come to me if I stand still with something good to eat in my hand. The first time he did it, he landed smack on his belly, as though the legs wouldn't cooperate. The next time, he was bolder. Then he became absolutely wild about those walnuts. But there was a morning I came late, and guess what? The nuthatch was flying into a stranger's hand. To speak plainly, I felt betrayed. I wanted to say, "Mister, that nuthatch and I have a relationship." It took hours of standing in the snow before he would drop from the tree and trust my fingers. But I didn't say anything. Nobody owns the sky or the trees. Nobody owns the hearts of birds. Still, being human and partial, therefore, to my own successes, though not resentful of others, fashioning theirs, I'll come tomorrow, I believe, quite early. A poem by Mary Oliver, Winter and the Nuthatch, from Red Bird, published by Beacon Press. used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.